weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen back with another weekday podcast. And today I want to make sure that we get this lesson. And it's not always an easy one to hear, but it's super cool. And 1 Kings chapter 18, we read the story of how Elijah is facing all of these prophets of Baal, 450 of them. 450 prophets of a false god Baal versus one dude, Elijah. And the odds seem stacked against Elijah, but he's confident in the Lord's power. The prophets of Baal go first. From morning till noon, they call out to their god, little g, dancing around the altar. Elijah, in a moment of kind of biting sarcasm, suggests that maybe their God is sleeping. Maybe he's on a journey. At one point, he tells them to cry louder. The prophets, they grow more frantic. They scream more. They even cut themselves, and there's no response. And as evening approaches, it becomes Elijah's turn. I mean, it's like a showdown, right? He prepares the altar of the Lord with 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. He digs a trench around it, has the sacrifice and wood drenched with water, not once, not twice, but three times. Now, this isn't just a challenge. It's Elijah making it seemingly impossible for any natural fire to ignite. Then comes the moment of truth. Elijah steps forward and he prays, "Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and have done all these things at your command. Now answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." Now, their response is pretty immediate. I mean, this is crazy. God literally hears Elijah's cry, the exact opposite of what the false god Baal does, right? I mean, fire falls from heaven. Can you imagine being there? It consumes not just the sacrifice and the wood, but also the stones, the soil, and even the water in the trench. And the display of God's power is so overwhelming that the people fall on their faces crying out, "The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God." Now, this event wasn't just about proving God's existence. It was a turning point for the nation of Israel, a dramatic call to return to the one true God. Friend, if there's ever been a time that America needs to turn to God, it's now. Elijah's boldness, coupled with God's miraculous response, exposed the emptiness of idol worship and reaffirms God's supreme power. As I look back on the story, I'm reminded of a couple of things. It's this: God often works through people, regular people, who are willing to stand alone for truth. Are you that man or woman today? Here's another one. True faith isn't afraid of being tested. It invites scrutiny because it is grounded in reality, who God is and who He loves. And thirdly, God's power exceeds any of our expectations and any human limitations. Whether you're facing your own Carmel moment where this happened, or simply need a reminder of God's power today, let the story of Elijah calling down fire inspire you to trust in the true living God who still answers us today. And whatever that moment is that you need, call on Him. Fire may not come, but help always will. Trust in Him today. Until next time, may you experience the fire of God's presence in your own life as you go in peace. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.